You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Audie Archer. He's the general chairman for the Motherlode Roundup, and Raina Rogers, the reigning Motherlode Roundup queen for the last 2 years. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are going to talk about Motherlode Roundup, though that may confuse some of our listeners because, to their understanding, Roundup's canceled this year. So what's going on, Audie?
Yeah, of course, we had to cancel the Roundup again because we can't really afford to do a 25% capacity rodeo, and it just don't work. So we decided we're going to do some stuff at our posse grounds since they're starting to open up a little bit, and everything that we're talking about today will be at our posse grounds on Rawhide Road on May 8th and 9th, Mother's Day weekend. We're keeping it on the weekend. I'll let Raina talk about what's coming up first Saturday morning, and we'll just kind of go from there.
Raina, what is planned Saturday, May 8th?
All right, so to start on Saturday, we are having our second of three horse shows. My mother, Shasta Rogers, and Tamara Wynn are putting on a horse show series. We are having lead line classes, walk, jog, youth, adult classes. Gates open at 7:30 a.m. Show starts at 9. Each class is $4.99, but if you bring a silent auction item, you can get a free class.
And when you say $4.99, we're talking $4.
Yes, $4, not $400.
Kitty dummy roping on Saturday afternoon.
Well, what it is after the horse show, we're going to do a kitty dummy rope off. They'll practice all day just throwing a rope. And the age group is, might sound kind of funny, but it's from 0 to 4 is one class we'll have. And then 5 to 7 is one class of age for the kids, so they each get a pretty good chance of roping. And 8 to 11 is another class, and 12 to 14. And they can practice all day. Then once about 3:30 we're going to start, the best out of three will win a buckle.
All right.
And so it's just fun to see the kids throw a rope. And that will be Saturday afternoon. Then during the dummy roping, the dinner, we were having the Tuolumne County Posse Rawhide Sunset Dinner and Show. And that's going to be, you know, smoked brisket, chicken in a barrel. Then the Backcountry Horsemen's are coming out to do the Dutch Oven Dessert. And we're going to have some raffles going on. We're getting some more raffles together. And dinner tickets will be $25 per ticket. And kids under 10 eat for free. And there'll be a $250 prize on the winning dinner ticket. We'll put it in a basket at the end of the night, all the dinner tickets, and we'll have Raina draw out the winning number for a $250 door prize.
Well, that sounds fun. Is this indoor and outdoor dining, or what's the setup going to be like?
Then we're doing both indoor, outdoor. And let's say if you don't want to stay, we'll wrap a plate up and put it in foil and put it in a bag, and you can take it home if you want to. If you just want to do a drive-by, we'll do a drive-by dinner too.
Okay. And how would a person get a hold of tickets for something like this, or do they just pay at the door?
They can pay at the door. We're trying to get a head count so we know, and we got a lot of food. We got quite a bit, but Jim Opie would be one to get a hold of, or me, to get dinner tickets. And there'd be a lot of posse members having extra tickets, so if you know a posse member that you know personally, you can call and say, hey, I'd like to have 2, 3, 4 tickets.
And so be polite, we'll get it. And yeah, order in advance.
Yeah, it'd be nice to order in advance.
On Sunday morning, May 9th, you've got Cowboy Church, Pastor Rick Holiday.
He'll probably start playing music about 9:45, and then from 10 to 10:30. And then after that, we'll do the sign-ups for the kids' events. You know, we'll do the stick horse race. And the stick horse race is 3 to 4. And we could do 2 events on the stick horse race. We get too many kids, we'll split them up. So that way the kids have a chance to run, and the parents and the grandparents can see their kids. Instead of 50 kids out there running at once, you're trying to figure out who's who. And
It all starts at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it all starts at 11 o'clock. Then, of course, with the boot race is 5 to 7, and that's where we'll have them take one boot off and put it in a circle, and they go back to the starting line and run and go get their boot. The mutton busting is from 6 years old to 9 with 55 pounds or under. We usually do 6 to 8, but we decided to do one more year for the kids that missed last year.
All of this information is posted on mymotherload.com. All of the events that will take place on Mother's Day weekend, Saturday, May 8th, Sunday, May 9th, you can look at it on mymotherload.com. Raina, you've represented Motherload Roundup Queen. Now, you've been the Motherload Roundup Queen since 2019, but never thought that would happen, huh?
No, I didn't think I'd have it this long.
Will there be other visiting royalty on Mother's Day weekend over at the Posse Grounds?
Yes, I am trying to get word out to other rodeo queens, and hopefully we get a good turnout.
Maybe the queen from the Oakdale Rodeo could come up.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. She's being dragged along.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
For we those know, who don't know that's my
lives.
Sister.
We know where she lives. We could get her.
All right, you two. Raina, is there anything else that you would like to add while you're here?
I'm just really excited to see what happens. Since we can't have our rodeo, this is the next best thing, and I'm so happy that we will be able to have an event, you know, get more community involvement. Hopefully, we can get this going and then be back to normal next year.
Audie, have we ever had a reigning Motherload Roundup Queen for 2 or 3 years before?
No, she's going to be in the history books.
Well, I'll tell you, if we're going to be represented, Raina Rogers is a great representation.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love her. We were glad that she hung in there with us instead of saying, oh, my year's up, see y'all.
No kidding.
But she stayed with us, and we're proud of her. And you know, next year, it's just going to be a great year. I think our parade's going to be just great, crazy great. You know, it's going to be, people miss this.
I commend the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse for just trying to put something together over at the Posse Grounds on Mother's Day weekend, Saturday, May 8th, Sunday, May 9th. Audie Archer, General Chairman of the Motherload Roundup, and Raina Rogers, our reigning Motherload Roundup Queen. Good to see both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's good to see you.